Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
The meme wars. Trump 100, Dem 0. Venezuela has been painted. The target is marked. Trump's instincts are locked on. And what you hear in the open is somewhat behind what's been decided privately. The people are rising. Regarding Hamas, Trump has issued the ultimatum, accept ceasefire by Sunday or face escalation. The IDF is ready and definitely willing. Response from Hamas? They have said no deal. When the church says, go to the devil, what does that mean? Are Christians commanded to support Israel? Ted Cruz says yes. Candace and Tucker say no. What do you say? More importantly, what does the Bible say? We've got the Soros-funded Antifa attacks on ICE in Portland, the armed assault by 10 to 12 attackers dressed in military-style clothing who fired fireworks at the facility to lure officers into the open. And when one of those officers came out, he was shot and seriously wounded. And that was July 4th this year. On September 24th this year, Joshua Jan, attacked another ICE facility in Texas, sniper style from a rooftop, you know, the routine, aiming to kill ICE agents, but instead killing two detainees and wounding another. All of these arrested and detained illegals, by the way. Another rooftop shooter. Investigators found bullets with anti-ICE messages inscribed on the casings, and other background check verifies this guy was another of those I hate MAGA ideological murderers, triggered, no doubt, by the rhetoric of the left. No one points to the political rhetoric on the left agitating for this kind of violence. And listen to Ilan's eloquent statement on this matter here, linked in my notes. As per usual, there is way too much to cover in my 25 minutes, and I am sure I won't even get all that I put on the menu for today, so be sure to tune in Saturday night at around 7 p.m. on Rumble, X, Facebook, or LinkedIn for my live stream brain massage live. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
I'm not kidding, friends. Any one of the items slated for today's broadcast could occupy the entire show. The meme wars, Trump 100, Dems 0. I offered a great take on all of this on my Brain Massage Live podcast, aired Thursday night. Find it on Rumble, X, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Look for episode 990 or for the Thursday evening post. Venezuela has been painted. The target is marked, Trump's instincts are locked on, and what you hear spoken openly lags behind what's been decided. I believe Trump is dedicated to the policy of peace through strength. He is doing everything he can to secure world peace, and that's sincere, by the way, while making every necessary preparation for war. And that's wise, by the way. Hegseth's late speech to the military top brass announcing the days of woke DEI are over. It's time to get in shape, he said, and in full war readiness. That's a signal to the United States and to the world that America is not messing around. We mean business. The fourth beast is rising. Be in church Sunday a.m. for my message, the fourth beast that tramples all the others is rising. We are witnessing the beginning phase of the formation of that 10-king federated power described by Daniel, that will trample all the nations into submission. And I'll be delivering that message from the pulpit of the Santa Maria Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bedarivi Road, Santa Maria, at 10:45 a.m. The people are rising. all over the world, the people, the force that God recognizes as having the power and authority under God to shape the political will, is stirring, waking from a long slumber, asserting its voice and reminding the rulers of the darkness of this world that they are to be reckoned with, that is, the people are to be reckoned with and listened to, and reminding all rulers that their just powers are established by and for the people. They come from the consent of the governed. This is happening in every sector, media, whatever. The many waters in prophecy, there's an expression used there, many waters, it represents the peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues of the earth. The voice of the Lord, the Bible says, is upon the waters. Indeed, the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, his voice is like a noise of many waters. I've got all the scripture in here, by the way, in my notes. His voice is as the sound of many waters. He has something to say to the whore that sitteth upon many waters. Read Revelation 17 for that message and be in church this Sunday, October 5 at 5 p.m. for the message, The Voice of Many Waters, to the great whore. Evidence that the voice of the sound of many waters is speaking to the many waters of people, the peoples, the multitudes, the nations, the tongues of the earth today, is, well, it's all over, it's all around us. It's being called the Charlie Kirk effect, or the Trump effect in some quarters, and by other epithets. The question remains, will the many waters, the people, hear the voice of many waters and heed his call before the nations that forget God are released into the power of hell? Alex Jones declares Christ is king and has consistently exposed the devil's agenda for this earth, and the Antichrist globalists hate him because he bravely exposes them. Every effort to silence him has only served ultimately to amplify his voice. Alex explains the limits of his show's reach. He says, you know, it takes him, what, like a whole week to reach 1 billion. He launched a new smartphone app, his operation did, and it went to number 2 worldwide in less than 48 hours. Apple and Google are trying to suppress it. Apple and Google, along with Satan's children of disobedience, hereafter given the pronoun they like to choose pronouns, so I'll assign one, they have taken sides with the enemy of the people. His app was searchable on those platforms until the last few hours after its launch, when they saw it was going viral. Apple and Google suddenly made it unsearchable. It still went to number 2 in the whole world, only behind X. And my point there is that the people are rising. The people are saying no to they. They tried to paint Kirk as a racist and failed. The people ignored them. They lost the people when they tried to make it out that Trump said KKK are fine people. It was a lie. It fizzled. Apple and Google devils are losing the people. And this is huge. They will resort to an attempt to use lawfare, no doubt, to shut down InfoWars. If Pam's apparent hesitance to aggressively pursue justice against these evildoers, you know, the evildoers that the Spirit assigned the sword of Romans 13 to judge, well, it's because she is reluctant to draw the sword against those God has ordained to feel the point of that sword. Well, it does seem to some of us that she's reluctant to draw the sword against those God has ordained to feel the point of that sword if they are certain persons, you know, who get a pass. Well, her outing is approaching. If this is the case, I don't know that it is. It just feels that way to some of us. She will be pressured to openly take sides. It seems to some of us that she has had to be pressured to announce formal investigations of Comey, Clapper, and Brennan related to Russiagate. We, the people, are watching with a wary eye, and please understand, Pam, if you happen to come across this thing, we are wary because we're so weary from all the times that we've been fooled, that we've been made to watch while we're expecting justice, watch the unreasonable and wicked rulers get a pass, angered by how they've been allowed to hide from justice and allowed to escape the sword of civil justice under the color of law. So we'll see. The people are watching patiently. It appears that very soon it's going to be put on public display. However, the way things are shaping up, I'm willing to give her the benefit of whatever legitimate doubt we may. But the time is coming when she will be given the opportunity to show the people whether the sword has been truly freed from the hands of these wicked evildoers and will be allowed and will be used to execute the vengeance of God that he has ordained against them. Will Pam intervene if or when the big tech gorillas cancel Alex or make the effort to? And will she, with Cash and our beloved Bongino, prove to be able to execute this wrath without allowing the devil to steal our free speech in the execution of divine wrath against the wicked? Okay, now I need to go to a break and thank our sponsor, the Lighthouse Baptist Church, for allowing us to come to you. With regard to Hamas, remember, Trump has issued the ultimatum. Accept ceasefire by Sunday or face escalation. The IDF is ready and definitely willing, and Hamas has given us its answer. No. And friend, I'm going to explain to you how all, not today in this show, but Saturday night, how all of this is moving the world toward fulfillment of Isaiah 2 and Micah 4. I've got two more major issues I want to address. Where is the outrage against the evil of some reported to be MAGA and spiritual advisors to Trump, who are themselves predators on children, or have been proved to be? And then the question, are we as Christians obliged to support Israel? Hold on, I'll be right back.
Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Masks don't protect against viral infection. In fact, they make matters worse, and they signal surrender of your bodily autonomy to the government. If you insist on wearing one, make sure it's white, because you're raising the white flag of surrender to oppression. Does the Bible support a government mask mandate? Government did not create our body, and it does not have the authority to regulate our right to breathe. They say follow the science, but scientists disagree about public masking. The Bible speaks of science falsely, so-called. We should indeed follow true science. This book examines mask mandates from science and the Bible. 964 scientific articles examined. Zero support for masks. And scriptures make it clear. Government authority is limited. It doesn't have the right to interfere with our natural right to decide medical interventions or inalienable rights God has endowed to every human being. Science says the masks don't work. The scripture says government has no authority to interfere with your right to breathe. Let my people breathe. Unmasking the mask controversy with science and the scripture is also available at BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart.com, Amazon, and elsewhere. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. When does the church say, go to the devil? And what does it mean? And then the question, are Christians commanded to support Israel? Former Texas megachurch pastor Robert Morris pled guilty to child sex abuse charges in a plea deal. Now, Jesus said the best thing for someone who offends one of these little ones is for a millstone to be hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea. Just so you know, that's his disposition on the matter. The left is trying to hang a millstone on Trump's neck. So they're making much out of the fact that this guy is included with other influential pastors as among Trump's spiritual advisors. Wait until you find out the sorts of things Hillary's advisors, quote unquote, were up to. I mean, anyone up for some spirit cooking? You know, all the documentation you need is here in my notes. I'm talking about John Podesta, the chairman of Hillary's 2016 campaign, paid advisor on the payroll, director of her campaign's strategy and operations, and then later appointed to be president of her presidential transition planning efforts. All documented here. This guy was on Hillary's who's who list, and Obama and Biden too, by the way. It turns out the guy was at the center of the Pizzagate controversy. Do you remember that one? One of those conspiracy theories that circulated around Hillary and her ilk. Never proved, by the way. Neither has it been proved that she hammered her servers or that the long list of persons suspiciously dead after crossing her was more than mere coincidence. However, in response to the effort to hang the millstone that Robert earned on Trump's neck, many influencers and prominent pastors have entered Trump's outer orbit who were not personally sought out by him or recruited by him directly. Morris was not on Trump's payroll, nor was he a Trump confidant. He was among many other spiritual leaders who supported him and were invited to accept a position on some advisory committee and things like that, which would provide Trump with insight into the concerns of the spiritual community, to provide representation and voice to those concerns, and, frankly, to gain support of those that they influence. Certainly, it does not mean Trump is under any obligation to him or any of these people. Guilt by association, by the way, is not an American value, and nor is it a Christian ethic. Now, this mega church pastor committed these offenses decades ago. That's not an excuse. I'm just giving you the backstory here. And when charged, he accepted a plea deal in which he exchanged a guilty plea for reduced charges, something that goes on all the time. I don't like it. You know, sometimes there is a reasonable basis to make those kinds of arrangements. Another way to put it is that the prosecution in this case in Texas traded a reduced sentence in order to secure a guilty plea from the offender. Personally, I joined the victim in her assessment. She is glad the matter has been addressed. However, she does not think the sentence was all it should have been. She receives $250,000 in the settlement plus legal fees. Robert Morris pled guilty to 5 counts of lewd or indecent acts with a child, admitting to abusing this 12-year-old more than 100 times from 1982 to 1987 while staying with her family as a traveling preacher. He was 21 when this started and 28 when it stopped. He is now 64. Robert admitted to abusing this 12-year-old more than 100 times and is convicted for only 5 counts. He was sentenced to 10 years, but will spend only 6 months in county jail. Some have asked, where's the MAGA outrage? Well, it's right here. In the Bible, people who bring reproach on Christ and his church that refuse to repent, meaning that they must stop their error, of course, exhibit genuine repentance and restitution where it's necessary, as described in the Bible, and I've got the verse here for you. They are to be delivered to Satan for the destruction of their flesh. That's what the church is supposed to do. Only if they genuinely repent may they avoid being killed by Satan and restored to the fellowship of the church. Are Christians commanded to support Israel? Ted Cruz says yes, and Candace and Tucker say no. What do you say? More importantly, what does the Bible say? Now, interestingly, the answer is both yes and no. You who have been with me for some years know that I'm not equivocating or dodging a controversy. Of course, we recognize a responsibility to bless Israel. And by the way, I think Candace and Tucker would agree with this. Genesis 12:3 says, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. The Bible also says, quote, the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. To be clear with regard to Candace and Tucker's position, they don't deny that Israel as a people should be blessed and we should favor them, we should love them, and so on. Their question is whether or not that applies to the current nation status of Israel. And that's controversial. As a nation, however, he did take away from them the kingdom. And he turned it over to the Gentiles. That's in the Bible. Jesus offered to restore their nation status under God when he came in his first coming, but they refused. And for that reason, Jesus prophesied that Jerusalem would be trodden under the foot of Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Now, God did not elevate his regard and love for Israel as a nation to the point that he was unwilling to mark their grievous sins and judge them very severely. Good heavens, man, read the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Micah, others. Read the rebukes of Jesus against Abraham's children as a nation. Matthew 21:33-44, Luke 12:1-12, Luke 19:12-27. And I wish I had time to go over these passages with you, but you go read them and you'll see as plain as can be. Jesus was talking to the rulers of the Jews representing the people of Israel as a nation, and he lambasted them. Let's just put it that way. He really rebuked them severely. Now, I will flesh all this out Saturday night during the Brain Massage Live podcast. You can find me at Rumble, X, Facebook, and LinkedIn at around 7 p.m. But listen to what Jesus said in Luke 21:24 when he gave his prophecy concerning the destruction of Jerusalem. How there would not be a stone left upon another. A prophecy, by the way, that began its fulfillment in AD 70 when Jerusalem was attacked and the temple destroyed and the people dispersed. Well, Jesus said that during this time they would fall by the edge of the sword and would be led away captive into all nations. And he said, Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles. And then he said this, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So there's a period of prophetic history called the times of the Gentiles. And it means what it sounds like it means. The period of time during which God is focused on and working with the Gentiles. Remember, Paul said that because the Jewish people at that time were rejected, and they still do, as a people overall, not as individuals, but as a nation, they reject the Lord Jesus as Christ, the promised Messiah. Paul said to them that because of their obstinance and their stubbornness, that the gospel was going to be turned over to the Gentiles. This is the gospel of the kingdom, the declaration that Christ has come into the world and is king over all the nations of the earth. And that's exactly who Jesus Christ is. Right now, the Bible says, right this minute, he reigns as prince, archon, overarching authority, specifically over all the kings of the earth right now. Revelation 1 verse 5. Look at Ephesians 1:21. Listen to him in Matthew 28:18. All power, that's exousia, authority, right to rule. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth, said Jesus. In heaven and in earth. This is a present truth. This is not something we're waiting to happen later on. This is true right now. Right now, his policy is consent of the governed. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the policy of his kingdom right now. But when he returns and we return with him, that policy is going to change. And then every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, willingly or not. With regard to Israel as a nation in the world today, we acknowledge them as a nation like we acknowledge any other nation. You understand? We don't recognize the establishment of Israel in 1948 as the fulfillment of the prophecies of God, where when they repent and they become a nation in a day, and that's because they see him whom they pierced and they repent and they receive Jesus as Messiah. That's not happened yet. So their nation hasn't been restored to them. We are still living in the times of the Gentiles, but we love the people. We also are children of Abraham only by faith, through faith. And any Jewish person who calls on Jesus as Lord and believes that he is their Christ, they can be saved just like we are. And then what Peter said concerning the Gentiles would be true of them also. He said in 1 Peter 2, chapter 2, verse 9, we're talking about Peter here. This is the guy who said that it wasn't lawful for him to walk through the threshold of a Gentile's house, but God told him, don't call unclean what God has cleansed. It's this guy. Peter says, by the Holy Ghost, ye are a chosen, he's talking to us. He says, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So who's he talking to? Listen, the next verse, which in time past were not a people. Well, that wouldn't be the Jews, would it? But are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Selah, think it through. My friend, do you see that we love Israel, and they are God's people, and he has a plan for them, and he's going to restore them. But the nation that exists today is not the nation that's born in a day, that has seen Christ, seen his wounds, and asked him, where did you get these wounds? And he says, in the house of my friends. And then they repent and they mourn for him, and they become a nation. That's when that prophecy is fulfilled. Do I believe Israel should have a home in her homeland? Absolutely. Absolutely. But that isn't a fulfillment of those particular prophecies. Right now, we are in the times of the Gentiles, and Israel comes under the shadow of our protection. That's just the way it is, friend. And we need to protect them. So I've lit the lamps, the church belfry arch. You let me know you see that they are on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net, find the contact us button and send me an email. You can call us at 1-805-314-2114. That number again is 1-805-314-2114. Leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. And please remember, if you want me to call you back, I need you to ask me to. Or I used to respond to every call and call back, and then every now and then, very rarely, but every now and then, someone would be just a little bit annoyed. Oh, I didn't expect you to call back or whatever, something like that. So we talked about it, decided, we're not going to call back on every call that comes in. So we only call you back if you ask me to. And then be glad to. Love to talk to those who listen to the Brain Massage Show. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.